We continue with His Grace, Bishop Yusuf, the Bishop of the Coptic Diocese of Southern United States. Thank you, Sayyidina, for being with us again. The last one, which was yesterday, the last episode, we talked about our will and the will of God. And another point in the story of Jonah and the people of Nineveh, they were able to change, if theologically correctly to say that, they were able to change the decision of God to destroy the city because of the repentance. So actually, Sayyidina, can we change the decision of God that He might made for us when we sin by our repentance, and how we can repent and learn from the people of Nineveh?
Indeed, the people of Nineveh were able to change God's decision, because in the plan of God, He wanted to destroy the whole city because of their sins. And He sent Jonah to them to warn them that this God would do if they do not repent. And they took the situation very serious, and they were able to change God's decision. And actually, in Jonah chapter 3, we find like practical steps, like prescription, what the person would do if God is angry with my sins. And we read here, the first step was the people of Nineveh believed God. What does it mean, they believed God? They believed that God would destroy their city. If they did not repent, God would destroy their city. And if we compare them with the people during the time of Noah, Noah warned the people, God will flood the world, but they did not believe. That's why all of them perished. With Lot was the same. Even the sons in law did not believe Lot, and everybody in the city was burned because they did not believe the warning that God sent to them through the two angels who went to Lot. But what's amazing here, they believed God. And I think this is the first step. We need to believe God and to take Him serious.
Definitely, Sayyidina, faith is our gate to the throne of God when we need to ask anything. I think this is the first thing, or the first gate that we have to open, that we can enter to the throne of God. We're eager, Sayyidina, to hear about the rest of the steps.
The second step, they proclaimed a fast. They proclaimed a fast. Why fast? How fasting helped me in my repentance? There are many reasons why fasting helps us in our repentance. Repentance is a war between us and Satan. How to defeat Satan? The Lord told us this kind cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fast. So when we fast, we'll be able to defeat Satan. Another reason, repentance actually is giving our spirit victory over the body. As St. Paul says, the spirit wars against the body, and the body wars against the spirit. So there is a continuous war. And in any war, if two persons fighting with one another, who will win? The stronger. So if my body is stronger than my spirit, my body will win the war, and I will be a carnal man. If my spirit stronger than my body, my spirit will win the war, and I will be spiritual man.
Definitely, Sayyidina. Fasting, sometimes we are, we do fasting just for many other reasons, but this is a very peculiar and important point, that fasting could be a way for repentance. Just to fast, to ask God to forgive my sins. Sometimes we fast to ask for requests, or we ask for things for others, but to fast for ourselves, just to ask for repentance, is a very interesting point, Sayyidina, and very important. And this is actually one of the main characteristics of the practice of our Orthodox faith. What is the other step, Sayyidina?
The third step here, and put on sackcloth. Put on sackcloth. This is a symbol of humbleness, asceticism. And here, I recall this verse, God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up. So, by humbling ourselves, asceticism is humbling oneself before God. Here, I will be qualified to receive the grace of God. And when I receive the grace of God, this will give me power and victory in my war against Satan. But if I'm prideful and arrogant and I brag in the pleasures that I enjoy here in the world, like the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, you know, without real asceticism, the heart will be hardened and the person will not be the object of the grace of God. Not because God refused to give him his grace, but the person actually is shutting his door before the grace of God.
So we had
faith, fast,
and humbleness.
Yeah.
What else, Sayyidina?
Another important, here it says, from the greatest to the least of them. Everybody fasted together. Everybody humbled himself. That's why the communal fast is very important.
So communal fast as a sign of church fellowship in every practice we do.
Yes. And here we see even the king. We read, then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat on ashes. Even the king humbled himself. Everybody. And then the following step, and he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his noble, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water, that's fasting. And let man and all beasts be covered with sackcloth, that's humbleness, and cry mightily to God. Prayer. And I want to use here the expression, cry mightily to God. It's not just lip service, not words coming from my lips, but here the heart is crying. So when I pray with fervent spirit. I cry mightily. We read this a lot. You know, David says in the Psalms, with my voice I have cried to the Lord. I have cried to you in my affliction. So we need to learn how, you know, cry here, not loud voice, not screaming, but it is the movement of the heart, the movement of the spirit, when we pray with all our might and power, asking God to have mercy upon us. Cry mightily to the Lord.
Sayyidina, this is a very interesting subject, and I think we have a lot of questions about repentance, but time is coming close to the end of this episode, but we need to come back and to finish this talk about those tips about repentance. So thank you, Sayyidina, for today's lessons, but we will be back
thank
to complete this session. And we thank you for following with us, with the heroes of faith. If God revealed himself in those heroes, he can reveal himself in you. Thank you.